You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There are other guys playing tonight. I don't know if you guys were aware of that. Did you know that, Spec, or not? It's not just like a Mahomes thing.
So, I don't know how he was going to hike the ball if he had to hike it to himself. You got to do self-hike like we did when we were kids.
I know it's not like 1-on-11. It's not like Mahomes going against anybody else. So I came up with a list of guys to watch for that are not named Patrick Mahomes. And in no particular order, but Damian Williams is a guy that I'm going to have my eye on. Brett Veach told the Kansas City Star he was in our backup stack, and I'm like, this guy isn't a backup. He's a borderline situational starter. This guy's pretty good. Damian Williams tonight has a chance to lock himself up a roster spot with Charcandrick West on, you know, out with a concussion right now. I think Damian Williams at running back can earn himself a job with a really, really good preseason. Eric Murray is another one. Dan Sorensen out with after having knee surgery. He's going to be out for 8 weeks. So Eric Murray has a chance to earn himself a starting spot. And in the same time, the Chiefs have a chance to, if they need to, cut Sorensen and save $5.3 million. Breland Speaks is a dude we don't talk about a whole lot right now because it's all Mahomes all the time in Kansas City. But he's number two on the depth chart behind D Ford. I can't wait to see what he does tonight. Tremont Smith, the kick returner. Some people say he's almost as fast as the cheetah himself. Tremont Smith's going to be returning kicks. Dave Tobe said he's the most he's excited the most about seeing this guy play.
Tremont Smith has a little bit of first team all training camp written all
over. He might.
He has a lot of first team all training camp written all over. I mean, I certainly hope he has success. I'm just saying of this, he could be as fast as Tyreek Hill. Screams to me training camp all star.
Fair enough. But I want to see him return kicks. And if that's the case, and we got that kind of speed returning kicks, look out. Sammy Watkins, he got $14 million. Is he worth it? Let's find out tonight. And of course, my dude, my training camp crush, C-Dot. My summer fling.
You just learned his name a week ago.
Blake Mack. No, it was
four days ago.
Yeah. Blake Mack. The play you played tight end at Arkansas State. Number 88 in your program. Number one in my heart.
He was Alvin Mack playing linebacker for that Rainer school on the program a week ago.
He's playing receiver wearing number 88.
Now he's your crush.
He is my crush. And he followed me on Twitter today, too. So, I mean, this guy's big. He's physical. He's got great hands, and he's very confident.
Blake Mack probably has 753 followers on Twitter.
No, he's got 1,200, something like that. And I'm one of them. I'm not going to lie. I'm one of them. So those are the guys not named Mahomes to keep an eye on, my friend.
Let's go through some of these guys. Damian Williams, I thought you made a very, very good point about where he sits in the running back battle. I could see them maybe putting Charcandrick West on IR if he can't get out of concussion protocol really quickly, having the ability to bring him back in the middle part of the season and seeing what you get from Damian Williams. I think they really like Charcandrick West. I think it's clear there's some guys they really, really like, whether it be in pass blocking situations like it was last year with Charcandrick West, helping in special teams or doing some other things. I think they would look for a reason to keep Charcandrick West. But if you're not healthy, you're going to have to do something at the very beginning of the season. I could see him starting the year on IR and them giving Damian Williams at least some third running backs. I don't think you're really going to be used a whole lot in this offense. But with how injuries happen in the NFL, man, sometimes being that third string running back, something happens to Spencer Ware, you're instantly the backup in the NFL.
Yeah, and Charcandrick makes a little over $2 million, too. So, I mean, there's that to think about, right? I mean, I think you said, what, last week they've got about $8 million under the cap
like
right
8.8,
now?
Yeah.
And I think they're going to free up some money before the end of training camp.
With Eric Murray, I would be very curious today if he plays well, because I think he is kind of on that line of, if he plays really poorly these first two games, I can see the Chiefs at least bringing in somebody like Eric Reed, at least for a workout.
Mm-hmm.
At least maybe just put a little fear into Eric Murray. Hey, we're not getting what we like from you. We want to see a little bit more. Like, I wouldn't say he has that spot locked up. I wouldn't say Daniel Sorensen had that spot locked up.
I don't think so either.
If you got an available safety like Eric Reed, the same thing we saw with the Titans when they brought in Kenny Vaccaro and they brought in Eric Reed. To me, you at least bring him in for a workout, see if he has something, and you see if he's a guy that you can add on your roster. I like Eric Murray. He was one of the guys I was expecting to be a training camp star coming into it. Haven't heard a whole lot about him, but I think that's to be expected with much bigger storylines, at least on the team so far.
Well, the Chiefs can't get out of it, so more than likely Sorensen's going to be there. You know, I mean, he's not a free agent until 2021. They can't get out of his deal, but they're paying him over $5 million.
IR. I mean,
he's got two bad things going for him. He's, what, 28, 29 years old. He makes $5.3 million, and he's hurt right now. It's a bad combo to have if you're him.
I mean, Daniel Sorensen is just going to be on IR. I haven't even really thought. I mean, once he got injured, he's just going to be injured reserve for the season.
The other one, Breland Speaks. We haven't heard much about him in camp, but, you know, he's number two on the depth chart. He's I think they got him on, you know, behind Justin Houston. I'll be curious to see how they use him tonight because, you know, getting to the quarterback is the thing that we talked about, C-Dot.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see some bursts from Breeland Speaks. I don't know how much he's going to be in the game today, so it's really hard to kind of know. If he's going to play a half, it's certainly going to be good, but if you think Breeland Speaks has a chance to be a legitimate starter the way I think the Chiefs do with Breeland Speaks, I could see him maybe being in two series. I don't know if he's somebody that's going to be in enough to really get a good understanding of what it is. More than anything, maybe from some of those other guys, to me, when you check in the game is really important in telling us what they think about you. A guy like Tano Passanio, are you in with the starters in the first quarter? Are you part of that rotation? Are you playing in the fourth quarter of the preseason game? That's not where you want to be for a guy that many of us are expecting to get some contribution from this season. A guy like Breeland Speaks, are you playing in the second half of this game? I think when and how they use guys and for how long they use guys will either tell us if they're really trying to get a good look at guys or maybe where their standing is with the team.
Yeah, I would imagine if the depth chart is accurate with what we're looking at.
I don't even look at that as being accurate.
Well, I'm just saying where they are right now. Where they're, you know, and Breeland Speaks is a second-team guy right now. If that's the case, I would expect to see him in the second quarter and see quite a bit of him.
A guy like Tremont Smith, again, I really feel like he has first-team all-training camp written over him.
Yeah.
Sixth round corner, guy they really like, really fast. We'll see if he can make the adjustments. I'm not going to tell you the guy's really good or really bad. It's training camp. I don't know if you can really evaluate cornerback play a whole lot in training camp. We'll see today how he's used, if he can stand out and make a couple of plays. He just has first team all training camp just written over. I feel like every year there's a guy like every year there's a guy like Tremont Smith. A mid-round draft pick, small school, really fast guy that just really gets talked about in camp. Let's see if he can evolve and see if he can kind of break that mold.
Well, the reason I brought him up had nothing to do with him playing corner. It's special teams that has me excited about him. And I know DeAnthony Thomas is the guy that got slated right now to return kicks. But let's see what Tremont Smith can do. And if he turns out to be a speedy guy that can return kicks and play special teams, and I'm looking a little bit forward here. Maybe this is a little bit too much too early, but if he becomes that guy, maybe he could take some wear and tear off Tyreek Hill and not put him in the punt game either.
Yeah, I don't think Tremont Smith. I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of Tremont Smith aside from the few days I've been up at camp. But, I mean, you have a truly special player, maybe the best punt returner in the NFL in Tyreek Hill. I don't know if Tremont Smith is that special kind of player. He can certainly help you in the kick return. Somebody else is going to have to do it. I just think the Chiefs seem to have, with guys like Charcandrick West when he was healthy, with guys like DeAnthony Thomas, and with the scheme that Dave Tobe has, and with kick returns just aren't as important and aren't as valuable as they used to be. Man, that's really your best chance to make the team is to show some value in special teams and just be a do-anything kind of guy, a guy that can really stand out on film. We'll see if Tremont Smith can do it. I certainly expect him to be on the team. We'll see what happens and if he can stand out in training.
I was like,
preseason.
Talking about, you know, special teams too in preseason games, this is one of my favorite things to watch on there because dudes are going down there fighting for jobs. They're going down there headhunting. They're going down there to lay a lick on somebody. And special teams, you can really get some pretty violent and pretty, you know, pretty intense hits on some of these plays on guys that you never heard of before.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.